in the village of Puta.
And tonight we are going to be entertained by a village group who is celebrating the birthday of one of the children. It's this Balinese orchestra consists of drums that are placed in a lap and a number of cymbals of different sizes. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 different types of cymbals. These are all native people in a small village. There's a number of Americans here watching and Australians. There are probably 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 of us. And my friend Nuka will probably tell us in English what this symbolizes. Nugra, would you talk into this microphone and just tell him what is the symbolism of this dance tonight?
Yes, this tonight is a Barong dance in Kuta village.
The reason for the dance is what? Why do we have the dance tonight?
Because this dance tonight for the birthday for the family in Kuta village.
This has to do with the birthday of one child, huh?
Yes.
This child is 1 year old, right?
Yes, 1 year old.
Say something in the native language. Describe what you see here. In Bengalese or in Balinese, talk in your native language.
In my language.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Explain all this.
Yeah.
Petang nenek-nenek ada barong di Banjar Pandekute dan untuk karena upacara ngotonan. Di Kuta. Barong untuk anak I Budi di Kuta dan mulai kira-kira jam 7.30. Biasanya barong diadakan tiap-tiap ada hari ulang tahun untuk anak kecil.
Nugra, what is that big symbol called? What do you call that he's playing?
This is I call gamelan.
Gamelan.
Yes.
And how about the smaller one?
The smaller one is named Gender.
Bener?
Gender, yes.
And the kind of drums they play.
Yes, this is a drum, yeah. I call in Indonesia drum too.
Just drum, yeah.
But for this one, I call it gong.
Gong?
Gong, yes.
The big one?
Yes, the big one.
Big ones are gong. All right. We're on a dirt street about 30 feet wide, and it's lit with Coleman lanterns. There are two Coleman lanterns, and they have spear symbols up for the dancers.
What are these called right here?
This is called the like the flag, you know, for the barong.
The flag.
This is a symbol is for the barong, you know.
The barong, huh? And it sets off a certain stage area by these symbols stuck in the ground. They have a sort of a long shaft with What is that made of?
This is from the horse hair.
It's horse hair, huh? It's horse hair, looks like a horse's tail.
And this one is a plaque.
There's a plaque over there and a flag. What is the name of this dance, Baroque?
Barong dance.
Barong dance. Barong, all of these dances symbolize something in the culture of the Balinese people, and the children learn by imitating, and there are many young children around here now watching, moving around as the music is playing. And as the dancers start, perhaps the children will start imitating them. Listen to this music. Instruments are like cymbals. You hear different chords. Some of them are just chording, others are beating out a kind of a rhythm in the tenors. 13 of these small instruments, they're tall enough for a man to sit down, and they're about chest high to him as he sits on the ground. Second set, I guess. Thank you. These bongo drums are played with the fingers. And maybe listen, you can hear them. Thank you. I might add a note in here that there's a lot of hippies in this part of the country. Not a lot of them. We noticed 12 or 14 sitting around a table, and I asked my Vietnamese friend about them, and he said that they had gathered around there and ate at that place because the food was cheap. He said the food wasn't exceptionally good. But they were sitting out like the people do here, sitting out in the open and eating. And I see a few of them around here look like they're stoned and goofy, in odd dress, long hair, and odd clothes. The dancers are gathering at one end of the road. They're in their Balinese costumes. They have masks on and have something like a fan. All of their masks show them smiling. They have large headgear and they have kind of blue leggings and neckerchief and a very colored aprons over the front, a high headpiece on. What do they symbolize now? What are these? What kind of dances are these?
This dance I call the Sandar dance. The parts belong the Barong dance, because in this dance I have two parts from the dance. It's different mass.
Two parts, huh?
Yes.
The first part symbolizes what?
For the Barong.
For
it's
the Barong.
The Barong.
I see. And the Barong is what?
Barong is a sacred animal.
A sacred animal.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. The dancers have an open fan, and they. These men or women?
This is a boy.
These are boys.
But dancing. Use the custom like the girl.
Yes. I see they all have a large dagger on the back of them, hanging around the back. These are young men. You said boys, I guess 18 or 20 years old. Thank you.
Reagan's on, and they say the uniforms are kind of a sort of a riding pants with an over blouse, colored, very colorful, gold brocade with gold and black and red. Their fans are green and red. The masks they wear are all smiling.
Randa is mean the bad evil.
The bad?
Yes.
Okay, here come the black hats. These boys, are these men too? Boys?
These are men.
Yeah. They're dressed in black, have black masks, or black mustaches. They look a little older. Their costumes are black, and there's only five of them, but their motions are a little quicker. They look a little more furtive. They don't have a fan in one hand, but they look like this will be real interesting. cats are on the other end, and they're doing their dance too, but they're facing one another. Here come the white guys coming on stage a little, and the black ones are dancing individually now. Four of them squatted down, and one of them dancing is the devil. Sedately on one side, making motions. Whoop. He seems to be challenging all of them. Side and facing all of them by himself. The other troop of the black hats are standing still. One now is starting to dance. He's probably get himself up, worked up into a state, and he'll go up and help his other one.
To make a love with the barong, because the barong is symbolized like the man, you know. The rangda is the girl, you know. They have the long hair too, but it's bad. Yeah. But now this good and bad, they want to fighting.
Yeah. This seems to have a symbolism of good and bad. And in the barong, there is two brothers. Historical context that. One was a good brother and one a bad brother, and I think the bad one took the girl, or I'll have to brief up on that, but it's a symbol between good and evil. These evil ones are really dressed fit to kill. Masks are evil and leering and greedy. The hair is wide. Emotions are lewd, and now the two evil ones are dancing together. Sometimes you can hear their feet, bare feet, stomping on the ground. just sit watching this, staring, watching it, every move he makes. You can hear their feet stomping on the ground. Another evil one getting warmed up to perform his section of the dance.